This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the pendulum keeps swinging. We went from one administration where it was calm everybody down, and we don't want everybody freaking out about COVID and stealing toilet paper and closing down schools and locking down for months on end, to the other sort of pendulum swing of I feel there's going to be impending doom coming from the CDC. Impending doom. Can you look at the polar opposites between both administrations? And, you know, I can't speak for all Americans, but could we be kind of middle of the road? I just kind of like the middle of the road. That's just me. All right. And so when you have your CDC director say that they're scared, they said Dr. Walensky was almost in tears. I saw the interview. I like her. You know, she's emotional and she adds that humanistic touch. But people are, you know, wondering where to take this. And we have to be very, very careful when the CDC makes a statement like that, because it's kind of been the boy who cries wolf. You know, we have all this time been wearing our masks, locking down, and we're about to see a fourth surge. Now, if everybody was still eating and working and their careers were fine and their kids were at school and weddings were still going on and graduations were going on, they might be like, all right, what do you want us to do? Masks, fine, masks, okay, try to keep distance, fine. But once you take away somebody's business, once you see your kid depressed that they're not in school, you take away the prom, you take away their graduation, once you see what the government was capable of doing, this fourth surge that the CDC is trying to warn us about, you're not getting a lot of people to listen. They're like, same old, really, again. And then here, President Biden is like, I want the states to still wear masks. And people aren't taking him seriously. And can you blame the American public? They're sick of this. They're like, we did the masks. We did the social distancing, and now we have a fourth surge. So when Dr. Walensky tried to use language that hasn't been used to engage us, remember we talk about the three E's? Right? You have to engage somebody, you got to capture their attention. Then once you do that, you can educate them, and then you can enlist them. So she uses, you know, impending doom. She educates why she's worried about that with the variants and all that. And then she enlists us saying, if you could just hold out a little while longer. So I totally get why she did what she did. It's just, I don't think the American public is really buying into it. Especially when they're hearing that all these people got to enjoy spring break. People want to go on a Hawaii vacation, want to go to the beach, people want to go out to eat, people got COVID, they got a cold, people got their vaccine like they were told to, they got their vaccine, they went through the body aches, they went through the mild side effects, they got their vaccine, they did everything they were told, and then again we're being told masks, social distancing. I get it, but I think we've lost a lot of Americans, we've just lost them. So I like to try to add some clarity. The reason why I am not thinking we have impending doom, but I am a little concerned, is I really don't like this Brazilian variant. I like Brazil. I think Brazil's cool. But this P1 variant is affecting young people. In fact, we were just told that the death rate of young people have tripled if they're in their 20s. Now, again, all right, getting COVID and having the sniffles is one thing. I still don't trust what it does to you long term, because these long COVID cases really bug me. And I don't know what this virus will do long term. But when we hear, yeah, the cases are up. Cases, by the way, are going up. Cases are up in Nevada. Cases are up in other places. But the hospitalizations are staying steady. I'm like, all right, cases are up. Cases are up. Right? Of course, cases are up. We're testing to go back to work. People are sneezing all the time with allergies. I'm sure many of us are carrying the COVID virus. Yeah, cases are going to be up. But when I hear people are in the hospital or I hear people are dying, then, okay, that's not made up. This isn't to get a, you know, Trump out of presidency, or this isn't for some other secondary gain. You have people dying, and 20-year-olds dying. You know, in the last year, early last year, when people were dying, it could still be attributed to, well, he had heart disease, he had pneumonia, he had flu. Now, they're saying there's been hardly any flu cases. Some states say they've had zero flu cases. I'd really like to get a little bit more clarity of what's going on there. I mean, was COVID so bad that it prevented the flu from even, you know, finding a host? I'm really interested to know what's going on there, because we need to come up with a good flu vaccine this next year. In fact, we've already started our flu vaccine. With what? If everybody says, no, we've hardly had flu, what are we making our next flu vaccine for? Especially if Australia hasn't had a flu season. So that'll be kind of interesting to see what happened there. But last year, we blamed a lot of deaths on, all right, these were people that were very sick. They had COPD, they had congestive heart failure, they were prone to blood clots, so no wonder COVID pushed them over the edge. Well, now you need to explain to me why young people are dying. And if this Brazilian variant, this P1 variant, is causing people to die in their 20s, then is it going to also start causing kids to die? Now, I like to read between the lines. Biden wants everybody to have access to vaccines by May 1st, which I support. All right? I agree with them. Do they know something we don't know? Do they realize that now that we're opening up the borders, you're not going to be able to control the cases in Guatemala and Honduras and Mexico and Brazil from coming into the country? So, you know, is there impending doom? I don't want to say there's that. But do we need to kind of keep our guard up and get vaccinated and maybe watch what's coming into the country? Yes. That's my vote. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Jeffrey from Columbus, Ohio is asking, why should he take the vaccine if there's side effects, and how can I convince them that it's safe enough to take? So he's talking about the COVID vaccine. Assuming he's talking about the COVID vaccine, not the flu vaccine. And mind you, a lot of you have been apprehensive about the vaccine, which is why I have not been very optimistic about us reaching herd immunity. I don't think there's a lot of people that want to get the vaccine. There's, I think there was another case of somebody who ended up having a bad skin reaction. Something happened. Hold on a second. A Virginia man, let me pull this up here, and then I'll get back to Jeffrey's question. A Virginia man was in the hospital after suffering a severe skin reaction from what doctors believe was from the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Richard Terrell has made a full recovery, but he has told doctors that he is thankful to have received the shot. So he began experiencing itchiness on his body about 3 to 4 days after receiving the shot. And then he had to go to VCU, Virginia CU Medical Center, I think Virginia County maybe, and or community, and the rash covered his whole body from head to toe. Legs were swollen, skin began peeling, he had stinging, burning, itching. Whenever I bent my arms or legs, he said, like the inside of my knee, it was very painful where the skin was swollen, rubbing against itself. And one of his dermatologists said that this is possibly the first reported instance of such a reaction to the Johnson & Johnson shot, but not unusual for vaccines or medications to cause skin reactions. We've seen this in something called the Steven Johnson syndrome. We heard of a case where a child had taken pediatric ibuprofen. Mom gave it to her for a flu over Thanksgiving weekend years ago. And the child started, her skin began to peel, and she went through this whole sort of reaction to that. And so the team worked to eliminate other triggers. They checked his kidneys. They checked his lungs. They checked everything, as they wanted to make sure there were no other causes. They looked for chlamydia. They looked for coronavirus virus, as opposed to from the vaccine, and the virus. Everything negative. Kidneys of her heart were monitored. The reaction, they thought, was maybe because of his genetic makeup, the way the vaccine was made. Still not enough data. He got better because they gave him steroids, fluids, creams, bandages, and the team submitted his case to the CDC. And they don't want people freaked out. They don't want people not getting, you know, avoiding the vaccine. But they did want to report the reaction. So for those of you that are hearing these cases, and then you'll see a few days later, in the news, it says, nope, that person that died or that person that had a reaction wasn't vaccine related. And, you know, I like to tell you like it is, but unfortunately, I can't contradict. If the CDC said those 2,000 deaths that were reported after the vaccine are not vaccine related, I have to go with what the CDC says. Do I believe it? Well, if I have any sort of hesitancy to believe the CDC. It's not that I don't think the CDC is doing their job. I think they are. And I think they are looking for common links to how a vaccine could hurt you. But I had written a piece on how there might be something that they might be overlooking, where maybe it could be causing an arrhythmia or putting somebody with liver issues over the top. Where they're going into liver failure, or there's just something that the body doesn't like and it triggers an immune response. See, one thing about the human body immune response is it isn't like clockwork all the time. I've seen some people react to the craziest stuff and you're like, really? Why? And I always say, well, maybe it's an allergy. And people are looking at the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Moderna, Pfizer. They look at the studies, and they go, no, there weren't any major anaphylaxis cases, or there weren't any major, you know, issues that happened such as this in the trials. But when it's one in a million, when it can happen, and the trials are only including 40,000 people, you know, you start to wonder, well, was there enough? Was it thoroughly looked at? So, you know, I can't convince anybody to get the shot. I'm not here to convince you. I'm here to help look at what comes across the desk and tell you what I think. And I also can lead by example. I got the vaccine. I got the Pfizer vaccine. Was I scared? Yeah, I was. I'm not going to lie. Did I get my vaccine thinking I am going to be 100% safe? No. When I take my estrogen, I still worry about a blood clot. I mean, whenever I take a medication, I always say a prayer that nothing happens to me after I take that medication. That's just me. Because there's always that one in a million chance. But did I feel so scared to not do it? No. I felt confident enough that the odds were in my favor. I felt the odds were in my husband's favor, were in my mom's favor. If my kids have to get the vaccine and they want to get it, I feel fine with them getting it as well, especially since what's going on with Brazil and young people dying from the virus. I'm going to want my kids vaccinated as well when they're allowed to be. But for those of you saying, look, I'm not going to take something that has a potential to hurt me or that hasn't been studied, I'm not going to fault you for that. You know, there's this big push in the media and in the government to shame people. I mean, I'm pro-vaccine. But if you don't want to get a vaccine, I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to call you an anti-vaxxer. I'm not going to call you a whack job, which is what I see done, unfortunately, in the media and on social media. I'm here to educate you. If you say you don't want the vaccine because you think you're going to grow a third testicle, I'm going to say, I'm going to correct you. No, I really don't think you're going to grow a third testicle. But if you're worried about collapsing after the vaccine because you have a funny heart rhythm, and you've been treated for an arrhythmia, I would say have a sit down with your heart doctor and talk about the benefits, the pros and the cons. Because COVID unfortunately kills people with arrhythmias, but I understand how you might be a little nervous. Or get the vaccine when you're in a medical setting. You know, don't get the vaccine at a school or at a pharmacy then. Ask to get the vaccine in a setting where you are right there at the hospital or right there where there's a paramedics. You know, I believe that there could be those people that are on the fence, but then, you know, give the vaccine in a proper area. You know, we do this with people who are allergic to like penicillin or, you know, have had allergies to shots. We'll say, look, why don't you do it when you're at the doctor's office or do it at, you know, don't do it at a grocery store. Make sure you get your shot where you're at a medical facility. So if anything does happen, somebody's there. So, you know, Jeffrey, I get it. I get that you're not excited about getting the shot. And I'm not here to convince you to get it. But what convinced me is I was afraid of not being able to breathe with COVID. That is very frightening when you hear, because I'm in my 40s. When I heard that 40-year-olds were dying of COVID, I'm like, no, I can't. I got kids. I can't let COVID take me out. And even though I knew there could be a side effect with the shot, I felt that was so much more rare. And that's really what we're doing. You know, some people are thinking, look, I'm just going to take my chances with COVID. That's up to you. Others are saying, I'm going to take my chances with the shot. We all take our chances. You're going to take Uber to work. You're going to take your car to work. You're going to take a bus. All right? You're taking your chances. Well, I don't want to take, you know, the bus because what if the bus driver has a heart attack? I'm stuck in the bus. Yeah, but what if you have a heart attack and you're driving? So we're all taking chances every day. And every decision we make is a pro and con. I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm not going to insult you for you having concerns. You have every right to be concerned. We haven't looked at the long-term effects. Do I think, based on what I know about the vaccines, they're going to have long-term effects on our body? Right now, I don't believe so. If we are being told exactly the truth of how these vaccines are and what the mRNA does, as soon as it makes the spike proteins, it goes away. The spike proteins go away after the immune system is primed. It should be as simple as that. But if somebody says, no, there's going to be something that gets deposited in the body, and I'd like to see some proof of that. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is burying its dismissal of a lab leak theory at the very end of its 123-page COVID-19 origins report. The draft report also not acknowledging that the Wuhan Institute of Virology deleted a database containing information on 16,000 virus samples it had studied prior to the pandemic. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of this report.
The report is a joke. I mean, these so-called investigators do not have access to scientists. They did not have access to evidence. They basically went to Wuhan and were put in a conference room and given some coffee and donuts and a few PowerPoint slides. Chinese communists told them nothing to see here, so they walked away and said, nope, there's nothing to see here.
Jurors who will decide whether former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is guilty of killing George Floyd are hearing more testimony in day two of the trial. USA Radio News. President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that at least right now seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday. A wildfire in South Dakota is forcing Mount Rushmore to shut down. Flames made it onto the grounds of the National Memorial Monday night amid high winds. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in New York, Governor Cuomo has expanded COVID-19 vaccine eligibility to 30 and over starting today. So now millennials are able to get the vaccine. And then in the following week, 16 years old on up will be able to get the vaccine. President Biden wanted all adults eligible for vaccination by May 1st, so many states have been moving forward. In my neck of the woods, I believe by April 1st, everybody who wants the vaccine can get it in my neck of the woods. Connecticut is taking some more steps. Governor Ned Lamont previously announced vaccine eligibility slated April 5th to include those 55 on up, those 16 on up, with intellectual and developmental disabilities and other essential workers. State data shows 16.8% of New Yorkers, or over 3.3 million people, have completed their full course of vaccines. They said nearly 30% of the population has received at least one dose. So, many of you are now contemplating, should you get it? If you have the ability to get it, if you have a 16-year-old, if you have an 18-year-old, if you have a 21-year-old, should you give them a vaccine? I'd say if you can get it now, get it. I know it's not easy. I'm not very excited about the P1 variant coming from Brazil. There has been, it's showing its kind of face in multiple states now. The UK variant, you know, can also evade some of the vaccine protocols, but not as badly as the Brazilian variant or the South African variant. And again, people are thinking, yeah, but you know what? We're keeping things at bay. You know, hospitalizations aren't rising. You know, we're keeping things controlled. Well, remember, we only started to open up the borders to the degree where people were coming in by the thousands only in the last few weeks. So by the time that gets up to other areas like the Northeast, et cetera, it is going to take a little while, and it's going to probably happen within the next few weeks. So I am expecting cases to go up. Texas had some good numbers in terms of their mask mandate. When Texas governor said, look, you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask, but we're just not going to legally enforce it. It's up to you. Do what you want. They didn't really have an uptick in cases. But again, I think it's very, very temporary. You know, I just believe that our approach at the border, we are overwhelmed. And whenever you are overwhelmed, you're not able to mitigate and you're not able to control a pandemic. Speaking of not able to mitigate it, Cuomo is still having trouble kind of mitigating these sexual harassment claims. Now photos have emerged of Cuomo aggressively kissing, I think this is an 11th person, Sherry Ville, 55 years old, accused Cuomo of sexual misconduct during a press conference with her attorney Gloria Allred. Celebrity attorney Gloria Allred, when she takes the case, that's some serious, you know, that's some serious representation. And she alleges that Cuomo grabbed her face, kissed her aggressively on both cheeks in May 2017 while he was touring her home in Greece, New York. And when you see the photos, you see him, I mean, it's a little blurred, but he's grabbing her face and he's kissing her. Now, apparently there's been other images coming up where it looked like he kissed other women, not as aggressively. And he was kissing everybody and shaking hands and all that. So the defense of him was, well, I kiss everybody. Well, that's not his defense, but that's where some of these pictures are showing. And they said in the other pictures where Cuomo was kissing other women, they didn't accuse them of sexual harassment. All I know is in this one picture, it looks like he is on her mouth. So I don't know. I'm so frustrated that the topic changed to this, and he still seemed to get off easy when it came to the whole nursing home issue and the nursing home mandate. Now, I get it. Everybody is due their day in court, and they are innocent until proven guilty, and I don't know how much longer the investigation for the nursing home the nursing home cover up and all that will be. That's kind of taken long. And as people are waiting and they're antsy, more people are coming up accusing Cuomo of sexual misconduct. And I'm really mixed when I see what happened with the sexual misconduct claims of Cuomo. Because, all right, I mean, I don't want to say I grew up in the 90s, but I have friends that were very demonstrative. I had people that were inappropriate, and whoever was inappropriate, I punched him in the jewels. Those who weren't inappropriate but flirty, they were flirty. But nowadays, especially if you're a superior and it's in a work setting, it's a no-no. So if you suggest, hey guys, on the retreat, let's do strip poker, that's not a joke anymore. And mind you, these jokes were never okay. I always found them uncomfortable, but I never, you know, thought of suing anybody or anything like that. And I'm not saying how I approached it was right. You know, when I was assaulted, I didn't say anything because I was afraid of repercussions. I didn't think anybody would believe me. And I don't think that was the right decision at the time, but I stuck with it and I'm going to, you know, just move on with my life. But unfortunately, former aide Lindsay Boland, 36 years old, she was the first one to accuse Cuomo of sexual harassment, and very, very gutsy for her to come out and say that. But she claimed that the governor asked her to play strip poker, kissed her on the lips without permission when she worked for him in 2017. Now, you know, anybody in the Mad Men day said, well, this happened all the time. People would kiss you all the time. Is it, well, yeah, but it's not allowed. It's wrong. And when, you know, when do people finally say no more? And I want the nursing home issue separate from this. But it almost seems like if nothing's happening with the nursing home issue, people are bringing up these issues. And it's really causing people to kind of question the veracity of these women's claims. But, you know, if you're kissed without somebody's, you know, without permission, wanting it, they're putting their tongue in your mouth. That's assault. It is assault, and you don't have to tolerate it. Charlotte Bennett, 25 years old, came forward a few days next, saying she was sexually harassed. He was, quote, grooming her and asking inappropriate questions about her sex life. She also claimed that he told her he was open to dating women in her 20s. Now, I know, and some of you are cringing because many of you have hit on younger women. But again, you can't do it when you're in a position of power. Ann Ruch, or Ruck, was the third woman to accuse Cuomo of sexual harassment. And she wasn't working with him. She was the one where at a wedding, he put his hands on her and kissed her. This was moments after meeting her at a wedding. And Alyssa, 35 years old, previously served as his in policy and operations aid department. She said he did have unsolicited advances, touched her lower back, kissed her hand, quizzed her about her love life. Karen Hinton served as a press aide for him when he led the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development 2 decades ago. And she said that he summoned her to his dimly lit hotel room, embraced her after work. As she tried to pull away, he pulled her back. I think, I'm not sure if this is the one where there was, So this was one of the hotel room ones. Another one, an unnamed sixth accuser, said that she went to his executive mansion. He needed help with his cell phone. The pair was alone. And then he reached under her blouse and fondled her before she told him to stop. Jessica Blakeman was sexually harassed, she states, by Cuomo on several occasions since her journalism career. Inappropriate touching. He took my hand as if to shake it, then refused to let go. Put another one around my back. So these are the different claims that are brought up. And it's, I don't know what's going to happen to Cuomo or what's going to happen with his career, but anybody else would have already have left office after these accusations. So, again, innocent until proven guilty, but it sure is taking a long time. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Derek Chauvin trial is now, I believe, on day 2. And there have been some developments. More witnesses took the stand. And this is of the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. A mixed martial arts fighter had taken the stand, as well as a teenager who recorded a video showing the death of George Floyd and her 9-year-old cousin. Two other witnesses took the stand, a 911 dispatcher and a cashier working across the street. They had testified on Monday. Lawyers for the defense and prosecution had opened the trial, I believe, yesterday. And just to recap, George Floyd died in police custody on May 25th, 2020, after Derek Chauvin was restraining him by pinning his knee against Floyd's neck, his lateral and posterior neck. This occurred for over 9 minutes, and the video is really hard to watch. Floyd cried out, "I can't breathe," more than 20 times. And so Derek Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. Currently, I think the court has been broken for lunch right now, but a 9-year-old girl had testified, the teenager who recorded the video testifying. Judge Peter Cahill denied a state motion, first thing, to keep all audio and video of four key witnesses from being made public. And there were some kind of preliminary and logistical things that were done. But the 9-year-old had testified that she saw an officer put the knee on the neck of George Floyd. The ambulance had to push him off of him. They had some guys take him off of him. Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell said asked the girl how she felt about what she saw. She said she was sad and kind of mad. "And tell us why you were sad and kind of mad," he said, "because I feel like he was stopping his breathing and it was kind of like hurting him." The defense did not ask her questions and she was excused. She was about 9 years old. Darnella Frazier was the teen. I think she was 17 and now she's 18, who took the video. And she said that she was on their way to Cup Foods, where she's been hundreds, maybe thousands of times, when she saw a man and a cop kneeling down on him. She said he quickly ushered her cousin into the store, saying it wasn't right. He was suffering. He was in pain. He cried for his mom. Now, Frazier, who took the video, has turned 18 years old since then. And the audio of the testimony was live streamed from the courtroom. And she said, "When I look at George Floyd, I look at my dad, I look at my brothers, I look at my cousins, my uncles, because they're all black." Frazier broke down in tears. She says, "I look at how that could have been one of them." This is obviously a very, very trying, very, you know, when you have a 9-year-old on the stand, you know, a teenager on the stand, this is something that has been very, you know, emotional and traumatizing for all involved. The questions are where this is going to get very sticky is when they go through the autopsy report. Now, it was a 20-page report, and it's interesting because most of the reports, I have a copy of it somewhere, just most of the online reports have been taken down. But the autopsy report did not cite damage of the neck or evidence of strangulation. And you would think there'd be some contusions to the neck because of the knee. It wasn't on the autopsy report. He was COVID positive, even though he was COVID positive weeks prior. We're not sure if it was the same COVID positive, but he was COVID positive. He had fentanyl in his system, methamphetamine in his system. And I remember reading that there was fluid in his lungs, some fluid in the lungs. Now, could that have been from the COVID? Could that have been because he aspirated, you know, when he was apprehended? Could it have been because of, you know, some of the respiratory difficulty because of not being able to breathe? But his death was ruled cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement subdual restraint and neck compression. So they conclude that the death was due to heart failure. Now, the Floyd family had hired an independent examiner that said asphyxiation from sustained pressure. So the medical examiner's report did not mention asphyxiation. Now, with asphyxiation, there are signs. There would be capillary hemorrhages in the eyes. There would be trauma to the neck. Sometimes we would see there would be signs of asphyxiation, and I don't believe they were mentioned. So the big question is then what happened? You know, how is he able to speak with a knee on his neck and then, or in a hold on his stomach, and then we see him pass out in the video? So the medical testimony is going to be very interesting and very telling. Now, the medical examiner's report details blunt force injuries to the skin of his head, face, and upper lip, shoulders, hands, elbows, and bruising and wrists, consistent with handcuffs. From what I understand, there was a scuffle in the police car, and they had to restrain him on the ground. So I'm not sure if that's why there was head and face and upper lip issues. But Floyd had tested positive for coronavirus April 3rd, and then a post-mortem nasal swab confirmed the diagnosis as well. Now, the report notes that because a positive result of coronavirus can persist for weeks after the disease is resolved, the result most likely reflects asymptomatic but persistent positivity from previous infection. So it could have just been he still was positive, or not twice, or he could have been active, and that's why there was fluid in the lungs. I don't know. But again, he went from speaking to passing out. And that's where... If he went into cardiopulmonary arrest, what the defense is going to do is say, look, he had methamphetamine. He had fentanyl. His heart had heart failure. He also had cannabinoids in his system. He had heart disease, hypertension. The sickle cell trait shouldn't have contributed to his death, but they would say, look, you know, people with fentanyl, methamphetamine, heart disease die. But the question is, why that day? And was there the act, did the kneeling contribute to it? And I think it's going to be very hard for the defense to prove that coincidentally an overdose death or a heart attack happened coincidentally despite the kneeling. Now, somebody had asked me months ago, well, what about the stress of the arrest? Could the stress of the arrest cause him to, you know, and the stress of being restrained like that and the pain of the knee with the neck, could that have put him into a heart attack? It could have. But it'll be very interesting to see what the medical testimony ends up being. But the medical report did not bring up neck. I expected to see trauma from the neck, soft tissue injury, maybe a laceration to the carotid. From what I remember, it didn't reveal any of that. So I am very interested at the cause of death as well. Because if it was asphyxiation, there'd be signs of that too. If it was an overdose, you know, most overdose deaths happen because the person becomes obtunded. They become unresponsive, but they aren't necessarily combative. They might be combative when given Narcan, which is something that we do want to know. Why was there combat? Why was there a scuffle before? Did they give him Narcan? Was he waking up out of a overdose, and then he went back? So that would be, you know, it's so tragic either way. But yes, we're definitely waiting for the medical testimony to find out what the heck happened. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.